Well, hi, my name is Andrea. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from not trusting God. Hello. Before recovery, I would have confidently told you that I was a Christian. I would have told you that I believed in God, and if asked if I trusted him, I would have responded with a yes, of course. However, I would have been lying. Actions speak louder than words, and my actions proved that my trust was either in myself, in others, or in my circumstances. As a child, I attended church occasionally, knew a few Bible stories, and believed God existed, but I did not have a relationship with him. I didn't know that was possible. I trusted Christ with my salvation at a Christian summer camp in middle school. That is the first time I remember hearing the gospel and fully understanding that Christ died on the cross for my sins and that I could spend eternity in heaven with him if I trusted in his death and resurrection. Although I trusted him with my eternity, I certainly did not trust him with my day-to-day life. I knew about God, but I did not know him personally. It's really difficult to trust someone you don't know. When I would attend church growing up, it was with my mom. She and my father had an on-again, off-again relationship, which had my brother and I constantly moving and changing schools. They married and divorced each other 3 times. Divorce was completely normal to me. When they divorced, my mom did all she could to make sure my brother and I were more than okay. She turned something that usually causes children a lot of pain into something that brought us joy. She pumped up the idea of a new house, new rooms, new schools, and we always got a new pet or two. So divorce was a pretty sweet deal to me. When they remarried, I got to be the flower girl, which I thought was pretty cool. But eventually a divorce would occur. I have no memories of crying when my parents would divorce, but instead I was excited. Not because I didn't love my family being together, I did. I was excited because divorce for me equaled new stuff, a new life, joy and pleasures galore. My view of marriage was that it was completely conditional on feelings and a temporary arrangement that wasn't meant to be permanent. I carried this view throughout my childhood and into my own marriage. I wasn't concerned with God's biblical view of marriage. I had no desire to trust God's view of marriage. I trusted in my belief and understanding of it. And if it was causing me pain, disposing of it wouldn't be a problem. Disposing of it would actually lead to joy and peace. Before recovery, when things got hard in my marriage, I would bolt. I would literally get in my car and leave. I threatened divorce often and fantasized about what life would be like without my husband. I was certain that my marriage was the main reason I was struggling with anxiety and depression. It never occurred to me that my struggles were spiritual, and putting my trust in everything but Christ was leaving me unsatisfied and hopeless. I trusted in my understanding and let feelings dictate my actions instead of trusting God's truth. I walked through the doors of regeneration in January of 2016. I remember my first night. We sang a song called Beautiful Things. The first 2 lines went like this. All this pain, I wonder if I'll ever find my way. I wonder if my life could really change at all. Those first few lyrics broke me. I walked into this room for the first time, a hopeless and anxious, hot mess. I didn't believe my life could change or that I could be restored. The song continued to say that he makes beautiful things out of dust. He makes beautiful things out of us. I was so far from beautiful, I was just dust, a hot mess, pile of dust. And I wanted to be made new, but didn't really understand what that meant. Nearly every single Monday night, I sat in groundwork bawling when it was my turn to share. I had just filed for divorce, was living with my dad with my 3 daughters, and wondering why my plan to divorce my husband wasn't bringing me the relief that I thought it would. I felt empty, lost, and confused. I turned to divorce in hopes that getting out of my marriage would eventually bring me the joy and the peace that I had been searching for. I trusted that divorce would free me from my anxiety and hopelessness. I was devastated when my efforts left me emptier than I was before. The solution I put all my trust in had failed me. I hit rock bottom and knew something needed to change. This wasn't the first time I trusted in my own efforts to find the freedom that only Christ provides. I often tried to rid myself of anxiety by eliminating the things in my life that I thought caused it in the first place. I was constantly on the run from anxiety that was triggered by conflict in my marriage, work, and friendships. I didn't know how to resolve conflict, and I would panic inside when faced with it. I would try my best to flee my anxiety and pursue things that brought temporary pleasure and relief. This looked like me downing a bottle of wine during a conflict with my husband, or planning a vacation in hopes that escaping for a few days was the answer, or spending time with friends who would affirm and validate the reasons I felt anxious and would encourage my tendency to run. I turned to everything but God because I was convinced that peace and joy could be found in things apart from him. I came to Region really wanting God to deliver me from my circumstances I was in and to sprinkle some joy and peace on me. I wanted God to agree with the decisions I was making and just make everything feel better. Instead of magically delivering me from my circumstances like I'd hoped, my circumstances stayed the same, actually got a bit worse, but he pursued me and loved me through it all. He allowed my circumstances to push me into a relationship with him. He allowed hard things to bring me to a place of utter hopelessness so that I would finally put my hope and trust in him. Step 3, trust, was the turning point in my relationship with Christ. For the first time in my life, I wanted to trust the Lord in obedience and no longer continue down the path I was on. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." I am so grateful that by God's grace, he showed me that my way was the wrong way and was leading me to death. He showed me that his way was the only way to a life of joy and peace. During Region, I withdrew the divorce papers and the divorce was never finalized. I committed to walking with Christ in obedience and pursued reconciliation with my husband. The Lord is faithful and not only restored me, but has restored my marriage and my family. To be clear, this did not happen overnight. God had major work to do in my heart and my husband's heart before true reconciliation was even possible. I'm so grateful that despite my continuous efforts to end our marriage, my husband now fights for it. He prays for me, loves me, and extends me grace when I don't deserve it. This was only possible with Christ. God used Region to radically change my life. I went from knowing about God to knowing him and having a personal relationship with him. He showed me how destructive the path I was on. And he loved me enough to redirect me to him. I no longer rely on my own understanding or feelings to dictate my actions. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." I'm no longer trusting in myself to make my path straight. When left to myself, my paths lead me far from the Lord. I now invite others to speak into my life and I seek the Lord through his word and in prayer. When conflict in my marriage arises, my first instinct isn't to bolt or threaten divorce. My feelings do not dictate my actions anymore. I don't drown in anxiety and hopelessness. I rest in the truth that God is in control. I know he loves me, I know he's good, and I know I can trust him. If I could tell you one thing tonight, it would be that there is hope in Christ. I came in here crying almost every Monday night because I had no hope. Everything I had hoped in failed me. But I am now overwhelmed with hope, joy, and peace that comes from trusting the Lord. My name is Andrea. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from not trusting the Lord, and to God be all the glory.